It'll be a hot time in the old chapel on Saturday night, January 29th. It's the first annual Barn Burner Benefit, Vancouver's greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country review. Please join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of the Barn Burner, for a night of honky-tonk and rock and roll mischief. This show takes place at Vancouver's newest and most unique venue, Chapel Arts, in the downtown east side at 304 Dunleavy Avenue, just one block north of the Patricia Hotel. The Barn Burner Benefit features the stunning lineup of Shiloh Lindsay, Rodney DeCrew and his new Convictions, and Minto. It's three headliners for the price of one, and the majority of the proceeds will be going to the greatest radio station on the planet, CITR 101.9 FM, and the greatest new venue in Vancouver, the Chapel Arts Gallery. Put on your boots and show your support to ensure that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. In addition to the great acts playing, the night will also include a clothing raffle from Lifetime Collective, greasy cuisine, spaghetti westerns in the Galleria, and I'll be spinning the greasiest tracks between bands and after the show. Again, that's Saturday night, January 29th, 2011, at the Chapel Arts Gallery at 304 Dunleavy Avenue. $12 at the door, with doors opening at 8 p.m. There's no dress code, but denim on denim is probably advisable. The first annual Barn Burner Benefit, brought to you by Chapel Arts and CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. And that was the Barn Burner just now from 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. And that was Bob's one-year anniversary show. Congratulations, Bob. It's been a pleasure having you around. Here's to more years with Bob and the Barn Burner. My name is Tyler. This is Radio Zero. And Cam should be joining me shortly, I hope. Unless he's in the food court downstairs, which is just going off today, guys. The food court out at UBC is just going off. What do we got on the show today? Some new music from longtime Radio Zero mainstay Cut Copy. Maybe I might not even say the song when I'm playing it, but that's coming up. Old songs by big beat artists, maybe some techno. I don't know. Why don't we get this show on the road here? What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, right. Follow us on the web if you want to know what song is being played at the moment, or if you want to, you know, hashtag us in a bad joke. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. Or if you are listening online, I guess you would know CITR.ca to listen online. Or if you want to go and get all of our mixtapes and previous shows we've recorded, we record the show each week and put it up on our website, RadioZero.ca. Yeah, holler at us on the Twitter, Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, and maybe we'll give you prizes or bad jokes or show up at your house and wash your cart. If Quinn Omori is listening, this one's definitely not for you, Quinn. I'm listening to Radio Zero on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. This is a brand new song by this brand new band, yet unnamed, from England. Yeah, sure. Radio Zero.
Sleep on, dream on.
All right, nobody won our... oh, sorry, I guess I should have announced it on air. I was running a contest on the Twitter there to win tickets for our Ice Cream Social Rock and Roll Club tonight at the Biltmore. But nobody... Anthony Wong guessed Creed, and that was wrong. He was close. He was very close. It was... He had one of the letters right. anyhow, we just heard... brand new song from Cut Copy, Corner of the Sky. I probably wasn't supposed to play that, but whatever. Nobody knows except for anyone listening, which is just probably J-Man and maybe Mike Barrow. Before that, I played Chemical Brothers, right? Yes. Dream On. That one goes out to Quinn O'Mori. Okay. Let's continue on here with some more brand new music from OMD. This is Almost on Radio Zero.
You want it to clear.
You're listening to Radio Zero on CITR. Oops. I'm not supposed to talk over vocals. That's one of the rules. Listening to Radio Zero on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. UBC Radio in Vancouver. That was Clique Talk out of Chicago, Illinois, with Balerica. And that's going to be released at some point. I don't know when. He just sent it to me. But definitely go check out the SoundCloud page for that group. I think it's just one guy, but we'll call them. SoundCloud.com/CliqueTalk. I'll put a link up for it on the Radio Zero Twitter, because all of their tunes are really, really cool. Before that was Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark with Almost off of their debut self-titled album, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And that was the Martin Hannett and Cargo Studios mix version, which is a bit more sparse and echoey than the original album version. All right. Let's continue this radio show. Coming up, I'm giving away tickets for the Salem show tomorrow night. We'll give away tickets for the Salem show that's happening tomorrow night at the Waldorf. We'll also do some tickets giveaway for tonight for the Ice Cream Social party at the Biltmore. So stay tuned, and I'll invent some sort of contest where people can win. Oh, Dance Hall Dales decides to show up today.
Hey, man.
I'll just put all the mics on.
That OMD song is awesome.
Yeah, it's sweet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's continue on here. This one is going out to Linus Booth.
Check this out. This is like a burger cookie.
Oh, man, it looks really good. Where'd
I know,
you get this
we're going to eat this.
What the hell?
It's a peanut butter, like, cookie burger.
Cam Dales just rolled into the studio with the awesomest looking... Okay, anyways, let's do this. This one song is going out to Linus Booth.
What's up, Linus?
From Jokers of the Scene. This is DJ Harvey with Little Boots off of DJ Harvey Presents Locustuous, I think, is the... it's complicated. I'm not sure. Maybe the song is called Locustuous and the artist was Little Boots and it's a DJ Harvey mix. I don't know. The whole thing's labeled...
That makes more sense.
The whole thing's labeled weird.
I think Little Boots is the artist.
It's not. No, it's not.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyways, this one's going out to Linus Booth. You're listening to Radio Zero on CITR. Stay tuned for Salem tickets giveaway coming up.
Yeah.
Radio Zero.
Loco solo.
Slow, slow, slow.
think so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
what the question should be.
Okay. Got the wrong headphones on.
Hey!
Hey, how about that was weird music?
That was awesome music.
I can't stop thinking about the Nerve Salad, though.
Yeah, well...
The whole time.
It wasn't like that.
We're listening. That was Nerve Salad by Simian Mobile Disco from their latest LP, Delicacies. And each song on the album is named after a actual...
Delicacy.
Food item. And Nerve...
Delicacy is a term used lightly, I guess.
Delicacy just means it's the most horrible thing you can eat. That's all it means. It just means how big are your balls. Because you're probably eating other balls. It's most likely what's going to end up happening.
Something wrong with my iPhone.
The more delicate the delicacies are, that usually means the more vitality your balls are going
to
get out of it.
Yeah, it usually means the more horrendous the thing you're about to eat.
Yeah, as case in point, the Nerve Salad.
Mm, nobody in the world eats this.
Oh, yeah. Just makes my skin crawl.
I guess it's better than hair salad.
That just is gross.
Yeah, well...
Nerve salad, you're actually chewing on pain.
Well, yeah, not if the... Well, they're not... I'm sure they're not attached.
I know. Just the like, concept, not, though. It's like eating tongue. It's not, like tasting something that's tasting you.
Oh, I like eating tongue.
Okay.
Could you imagine if it was attached? That was how, like, powerful and rich you were, and it was like you're living in, like, ancient Rome, and you were forcing people... You're, like, forcing slaves to, like, extract... Is there music on?
Yeah, apparently...
No,
you're good. You got a few minutes here. Apparently, the killer whales like eating tongue.
Really?
Yeah, killer whales eat the tongues of sperm whales? Some other kind of whale, but orcas, this particular pod of orcas was just eating the tongues of these whales and leaving the rest of the whale.
Whoa, that's not very efficient, is it?
Yeah, those guys were signing up for the delicacies section. They were tasting the thing that was tasting them back, like at the same time.
Oh yeah, that would have been you would have been tasting your own death, I guess.
I guess so. Oh, that's just weird.
That's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's all getting pretty gross.
What I'm excited about is an actual delicacy here.
Oh, that looks good. See, I can get behind that.
I don't like that this is called a Snickerd. Oh, maple. Oh no.
What? Isn't that peanut butter?
I thought it was peanut butter, but it says maple on it. Oh, I should have read the label.
We're gonna have sugar overload. We're gonna get adult onset diabetes this afternoon.
Oh no, I was hoping this was peanut butter. I picked it up thinking it was peanut butter. What is this that we're listening to?
Tones on Tail.
Speaking of waves, or whales.
This is Rain by Tones on Tail, which is, what's his name? One of the guys from Peter Murphy's group. What the hell am I thinking of here?
Peter Murphy.
Bela Lugosi is dead.
Bauhaus.
Bauhaus, yeah. It's one of the guys from Bauhaus' solo project. Or, I don't know, he went on to make dance music. Or if you call...
Hi, this is Peter Murphy calling.
Yeah, this is not even dance music. What is happening today? We are playing just weird stuff.
That's good,
I mean, I'm okay with it, but hope everybody else is weird.
It's fine. This is a radio show. We're not in a club.
I know.
I like...
It's Friday afternoon, man.
Yeah, well, we're talking over it, and we're entertaining. At least I'd like to think we are.
I sure hope so.
It's not like we're just listening to this.
Yeah, it's not like we're talking... Yeah, we were talking about Bauhaus, Bela Lugosi,
yeah.
Nerve Salads, orcas.
Nerve Salad. Imagine... Okay, that's what I was saying before. I thought I was getting Oscar-style faded out. Oh, am I now?
In about a minute here.
Okay. Yeah, imagine you were like a Roman emperor, and you were so powerful that you made slaves extract their own... Like, you got doctors to, like, extract the nerves out of slaves, and then you ate them while the slaves were still alive.
That is horrible! That is just insane.
So the slaves would be just freaking out. You were such a hedonist that you were, like, so starved for just any sort of intense emotional response that you started eating living slaves' living nerves while they were alive.
Wow. Radio Zero, bringing you the best in afternoon entertainment.
Getting very morbid at Radio Zero today.
Morbid show we've ever done.
Hey, Hans, do you like this?
Hans Klaus, Misery Hour might enjoy this program today. Anyways, hit us up on the Twitter, twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio. We're going to give away tickets to Salem in a bit. We just got to figure out a contest.
Yeah, Salem's going
to
be here tomorrow.
Salem's here tomorrow. We got Ice Cream Social tonight. We got the Needles and Pins 7-inch release party tomorrow. A whole lot of stuff happening this weekend. All over town.
Tons of stuff.
Let's get back to this cookie. Radio Zero.
The Biltmore Cabaret is the home of great Vancouver. Friday, January 14th, work off that winter weight gain at the Run With The Herd and Miami Device Sweatfest. The diverse electronic stylings of Run With The Herd and the Afrobeat grooves of Miami Device are sure to lead to a few pants-off dance-offs that you won't want to miss. Tickets are $10 at the door. January 22nd, the Biltmore and Beetroot are proud to present Woven Hand with Get Some. Woven Hand offers an expansive take on folk traditions from around the world, played with a rock band setup and murder ballad tempos. This is an early show with advance tickets available from Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore. Get ready for a January 28th you won't soon forget. The Biltmore, Beetroot, and Timber present the Pack AD, The Manipulators, Bogus Tokus, and Hospital Blonde. This one should be loud and awesome. It's also your last chance ever to see The Manipulators play live. Advance tickets are available from Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit www.biltmorecabaret.com.
Three?
Yeah, I got you on three.
Get me on three.
What's up?
Hannah Moore!
What? Oh, man, I can't believe this thing's maple-flavored.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to be peanut butter.
I thought it was peanut butter. Well, all the cookies that it was next to were all peanut butter, well, and I was in a rush. So I was like,
it looks good.
Butter.
We'll just eat it.
It's going to be good. We'll try it out. Yeah. It'll be good. Okay, so...
We're still talking about this cookie.
Because I really want
it. I know. It looks...
Look at the size of it. It's
if we could only put this on the internet...
I know.
I guess we could. We have all kinds
of
technology.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Well, we will, maybe. We'll maybe put this cookie on the internet so everybody else can enjoy it, too. What did we just hear?
Orchestral?
Okay, let's roll over our...
roll it back.
Roll back with the playlist there. When Radio Zero did the darkest show of 2011.
It's going to continue.
Actually, not really. The last song we heard there was Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark off of their debut LP, I Betray My Friends. Before that was...
Which is one of the darkest titles I've ever heard.
Yes, yeah, it sounds just horrible. Yeah. Tones on Tail before that, which was Pete... Ash?
Yeah, Ash. Dan Ash, I think, is his name. Anyway, he's the
guitar
player, bass player from Bauhaus.
So, anyways, his own.
Do you know the other guy? The other guy who started the band with him was a roadie.
Oh yeah, he was Bauhaus's roadie. Yeah.
He's like, hey, you guys really like what you're doing, or maybe we could do our own project on the
side. Peter Murphy guy. It's a bit much.
I don't know if I really like this Peter fellow, but
he
looks like one of these guys who betrays his friends.
Okay, so that was Tones on Tail from Night Music with the song Rain. That was that really long song that me and Cam talked over about all the nerve salad.
That was really appropriate.
I guess so.
It's dark and crappy outside too. This is a perfect show today.
It's pretty miserable out there. Yeah,
it's totally
anything
miserable.
Like it was yesterday. Before that was Simian Mobile Disco, and the song was Nerve Salad. Like I think we said from their album Delicacies, and we are doing a show with them on
March the eighth.
Which you know, I don't know what day of the week that is. There, I can. It's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday.
That's Tuesday, March 8th.
That's a Tuesday show.
And that's going to be Simo Disco. Juan McLean is DJing a group called Blondes.
Blondes, yeah, they're a group from Brooklyn.
Blondes. Anyhow, Simo Mobile Disco
on MySpace.
Has been the most badass electronic music show I've ever seen in my life twice. So hopefully they can do it again. Actually, they were better at Richards
sweet.
Than they were at the Commodore. Their light show was more insane at Richards.
Yeah, the light show at Richards was out of control.
They scaled it back for the Commodore. They had half the amount of lighting gear at the Commodore.
The lighting for the Richards show was so crazy.
It was mental. I was at the back of the club staring at the wall and it was too bright.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
I couldn't look at the wall.
I got involved with... I was standing up top and there was this guy and it was like a total concert moment. It was like a hippie dad type concert moment. This guy, this dude who like clearly has no real business being there. He was like really out of place, but he was really having a good time. He was just like, hey man, you like this show? And I was like, yeah, I'm having an awesome time. He's like, you wanna smoke a joint? I was like, what? Sure. He's like, okay. And then I thought we were gonna go outside, but he just sparked it right there. We burned one down right in the middle of the old Simian Mobile Disco show, and then I freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was sweet.
He had like dad grade weed. It was really powerful stuff.
Yeah, like a guy who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it was cool. So there you have it.
All right, so we still got to think about
things I've done in my life.
Our contests for the Salem.
Yeah, thing. Right. The Salem contest. Well, yeah. Why don't we ask about something about DJ Screw?
Oh yeah,
Salem couldn't exist without DJ.
Okay, Screw. Salem couldn't exist without DJ Screw. So the first person who calls.
How about this? Yeah.
Let's do a phone.
Phone. Okay, you have to phone us 604.
No, let's do a tweet. The tweet's fun.
Okay, we're gonna.
But not everybody can tweet. You have to have Twitter. I'm sorry. If you want to participate in these contests, you have to have Twitter.
If you want to participate in our contest, you got to have Twitter. All right, that's fine. So you got to get at us on Twitter, and you have to answer not where is he from, because that's too easy. The question is, what is the name of DJ Screw's production company and record label? Okay?
There we go.
That's the question. If you can, the first person to call us and tell us that gets tickets to Salem.
Twitter us.
Twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio and answer the question, what is the name of DJ Screw's production and record label?
And you'll get tickets, two tickets for the Salem show tomorrow night at the Waldorf.
Which I think is sold out.
Probably is.
Yeah.
So
I know that the Waldorf isn't selling any more tickets.
There you go.
So
hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio.
You wanna go, man? You wanna smoke a joint, man?
You like this?
Anyway, check us out on the internet and you can get some free stuff out of it. All right, we're going to hear a band from Ohio called Emeralds now, which is we're still in the weird part of the show, but it's not going to be as dark. So here you go, radiozero.ca. Thank you.
I'm a full grown man. Full grown man who makes demands on your time. Full grown man who makes demands every time.
I'm not just anything, shit. I'm not sure of you. We'll be right back. destroy it.